And now you're free from that. You're free from that environment. You're free from someone else getting to tell you what to do and when to do it. Or are you?
I am.
It doesn't exist in your work environment?
Not at all.
And so this is just an old wound that has no relevancy to anything that you now know. So why do you think you keep replaying it? How does that come up?
Well, I'll see something in a, you know, around or some thought will hit me that snaps a memory of something that was painful enough that it still seems to have a place.
Yes.
That it gets triggered.
Well, that may still happen. The triggering may still happen, but you know what will happen now instead? You have reworked the way you feel about it in this conversation that we've had together. And next time it comes up, it will feel entirely different. Mm-hmm. So now, do you believe that that teacher could have been kinder?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Do you believe that that teacher was inappropriate in his... Do you feel any sort of resentment about the years of reclusive behavior that you experienced? Do you think that you have resentment to those people who mistreated you?
Probably some, yes, yes.
We would say that's a vibration that we can feel. Uh-huh. Do you think that resentment lines you up with who you now are?
No.
Not even close.
No.
Do you think that as you are in your now, wanting with every fiber of your being to align with Source, and something triggers a thought that takes you back to a memory of resentment, do you think it's worth reworking into a new place? Do you think this teacher was doing what he believed was the best for you?
Probably.
Do you think that he thought that he was employing good teaching techniques?
Probably.
Do you think that the administrators of his school would have been unhappy if they'd come into the classroom to monitor and they'd seen that every child in the class was just daydreaming and no one was paying attention?
It wouldn't go over.
So do you think that he was sort of in his own bind being tried by the environment that he was in? And can you in your now morph your resistance toward him to a place of greater understanding?
Yes, yes, greater understanding.
And doesn't it feel better to do that?
It feels better, yes.
So that's the process. You see, whether you are in your now thinking about your past, or whether you are in your now thinking about your now, or whether you are in your now thinking about your future, you're doing it all now. Everything that you do is now. All of your power is now. And the only power that we want to remind you that you really want to employ is the power of alignment with who you are. In other words, that is really worth dealing with. That's really worth getting good at. And so we think that you've dealt with nearly all 1,000 of those things that come up just by addressing a couple of issues that were really meaningful and feeling the shift within them, you see. It's so nice to remember who you are. And it's even nicer to practice being who you are so that you can even rework memories of unpleasant past and bring it into the perspective that the source within you saw even then, you see. Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's so much energy up here. Abraham, can you help me understand the difference between putting a happy face sticker on it and
she's talking about the empty gas gauge.
Right, finding a good feeling versus the happy face sticker.
Well, intellectually, you understand the difference between smiling. There are a lot of you who smile and pretend you're happy when you're not. And we would say the biggest difference is the first, smiling when you're not, using happy words when you don't feel happy, putting the happy face sticker on, are because you care about other people's response to you. Really feeling good is because you care about how you feel. You care about your alignment. And we think they're worlds apart. Everything that we're talking about here today so far is about the advantage to lining up with your own power as compared to trying to make somebody else feel better by jumping through the hoop that you believe they would like you to jump through,
right,
so that you have changed the condition that they are observing.